It's a rainy Monday, 8:09 on this, the last Monday of February 2023. Jill Cundy, how are you, friend? How are things?
Always great to be here.
You liar. I've done nothing but beat you down verbally the last 10 minutes.
I take it well. What can I say?
With the Delaware County Dairy... Delaware County Dairy Promotion Board...
Yeah,
because there's like eight different names.
There are a lot of names.
It's like last names up here. Yeah. You can pronounce each one nine different ways, and half the family doesn't even know how to pronounce it right.
That's how we are, too. Some people call it council. Some people call it promoters. It's evolved over the years, and everybody's just picked up their version.
How about Delaware County Dairy?
That's my favorite because it's
what
short.
From now on, that's what we're going to do. And who is this young lady sitting to your left?
I brought Nicole Engelken with me. She is our incoming president.
Oh, wow. My successor. You've signed up willingly for this, huh?
I guess so.
And you're taking over for Jill, huh?
Yep.
All right. What kind of training has she given you?
Or
is this like item number one? We're
getting thrown to the wolves.
Yeah. I gave her my... This is item number one, and then I gave her my phone number
and
said,
call
me. You
can handle this. You can handle the rest of it.
Okay.
Big doings coming up this weekend. We have tickets aplenty. We got five pair of them. Mm-hmm. In fact, after this interview, we're going to give a pair away to kind of kick it off, just to get it fresh in your mind. But what do we need to know about Saturday?
So Saturday is
new
our...
New kid turns and looks right at Jill.
She's like, not me, not it. is our 65th annual dairy banquet. So we're excited about that. A lot of the same as what you would usually expect. Doors will open at 6. We will start serving at 6:30 until 8. And then at 8 starts the program. So you'll get to hear James and I get up one last time and give our commentary and a little humor.
And that's only like 2 hours, right?
That's it.
But it's like the State of the Union. There's breaks for applause. Half the room's going to stand up.
We expect a standing ovation. Yeah, that kind of thing.
I walk in and get a sitting ovation. It's fantastic. But you get a standing
ovation.
That's
what I expect. And then crowning our new royalty, we've got live auction, silent auction, and then our entertainment, which is Mark Zelaznik and Josh Digman afterwards. Yeah. People can mingle, listen to music.
There'll be awards handed out. I know that's one of the big things. What are some of those award categories?
That is Nicole's.
Try to get out of this, Nicole. Yeah.
So we do various herd awards for the farmers throughout the county. And it's a little shakeup this year. There's a new top herd. And then we do various awards like Distinguished Dairy Farmer, Young Dairy Farmer, Service, and then an employee award as well. And then, the crowning of the royalty, too, where we have two little herdsmen, two little squirts, and then very steep competition with the princess of one.
Oh, wow. Wow. So I'm still eligible. I could put in if I want
there
to.
There is still time, Justin.
I might win. Do you guys still, and I remember as a kid growing up on a dairy farm, there was always the golden butter knife.
Yes.
You guys still do that?
We do.
And everything?
That
okay.
is one. Yep. James gave a little teaser on Facebook last week or 2 weeks ago of who it will be. I think it'll surprise a lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah. We're excited. That's really excited.
There's a lot of controversy brewing, isn't there, the golden butter knife and the one princess candidate. And then the top herdsman, too.
Yeah.
Or herdswoman.
Herdsperson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. Now, are tickets still available? People want to come.
Yes, tickets are still available. We have a list on our Facebook. I can go over it quick of financials.
Where Nicole hasn't even been 5 minutes. She's already breaking the equipment. You broke the headphones. You know how much those cost? At least $4. How dare you?
So you can get tickets at, here in Manchester, we have them at F&M, Citizen State Bank, and DuPaco, Dyersville Community Savings Bank, and Farmers Shipping Association, Earlville Community Savings Bank, and Colesburg Farmers Savings Bank. Otherwise, you can Facebook message us, email us, or call myself, James Goldsmith, Nicole, Caleb Cruzy, or Dan Cundy.
Now, I know you talked about the entertainment, you talked about the program. What's the meal?
We are excited. We have the pork producers coming in. They're going to grill us up a pork ribeye. So we're excited about that. Yeah. And then you're going to make me pull up the menu.
I am.
And I just told Nicole, I said,
you think it's just me that has to prepare for this? Oh, no. There's homework assignments.
We have Salo Sweet and Savory out of Hopkinton doing our catering, and they're going to bring in some cheesy potatoes, some salad, like mac salad, stuff like that. Lots lots of cottage cheese. We ran out of cottage cheese last year, so we ordered extra this year. Sliced cheese, and then...
And then the most important part, yes. The dessert.
Yes.
Backed by popular demand that we tried at the county fair, the brownie sundaes.
Oh, yeah.
We are doing that for dessert, although not soft serve ice cream due to technical issues. So there'll be hard serve ice cream with that.
That's under the beggars can't be choosers category, yes, of the, yep, menu.
You take
for
what
Santa.
You get.
Exactly. You get what given you.
Right.
So.
And with that, we will have our drive through option. We kind of debuted that last year. Okay. We're going to do it again this year. So you can drive through. Just kind of, you know, give us a heads up that you're, mm-hmm, planning to drive through so we can make sure we've got enough meals. But so essentially buy a ticket, but, yeah, then you can drive through. You're still going to get everything minus being there for the program. So you'll still get the free pound of butter, all of that.
I'm excited just for the free pound of butter.
I know. We actually were talking.
I mean, that's like $20 a pound now.
Yeah, we were talking last night at our meeting, and somebody said, "Well, how much did we have to pay per pound?" And it was like $4 a pound.
Wow.
So
how many pounds do you guys get to prepare for this?
Like 500, 400 or 500.
Like a quarter ton of butter,
uh-huh,
yep, will be given away.
Will be given away.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
And the tickets are only, what are the tickets going for?
$18 for,
oh,
adults.
Come on, you should bump those to 20.
I mean, we're
just
trying
easier
to keep
number
it affordable.
Oh, come on. It's an easier number that way. You work at a bank, you know round numbers.
I do prefer round numbers. They don't make me math as hard.
I don't like mathing.
I don't either.
So if anybody has questions, the Facebook page, yep, get a hold of you guys, all that stuff.
Yes, and, yep, Facebook, Delaware County Dairy. Email is DelawareCountyDairy@gmail.com.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think that James so kindly posted our phone numbers on our Facebook this morning for a select few of us.
How dare he?
So
let's call him right now.
Right. Live air, James. So reach out to any of us too, and we can get you that. And then also kind of something that I think a lot of people are going to be excited about too. Speaking of the soft service, we are, as we've kind of discussed before, we are no longer doing the rentals for the ice cream machines.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to auction off our machines at the banquet on Saturday night. So if anyone is interested, yeah, in having soft serve at their disposal,
you can buy,
yeah,
the time.
You can buy the machine.
It takes time, you know?
Yeah, and all the proceeds from our auction are going to the dairy barn at the fairgrounds. We're going,
gotcha,
to help put in curtains for the sides to better airflow.
Gotcha. Now, let me ask you this. This is your, Jill, your last year outgoing.
Yes.
Will you at the end of the program do like Jerry Lewis and sing You'll Never Walk Alone? And that's how the whole evening closes.
No, Nicole, okay. Nicole gets to close the evening.
Okay.
James and I are going to open it and kind of be like, sayonara. And then Nicole and her.
And Nicole calls in Sergeant, the chief and sergeant here at the police force, and they drag you out in cuffs.
Yeah.
Never see you again.
Never to be seen again.
That's how,
right,
it happens. Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. Well, we have 5 pairs of tickets available. I will confer with Eric here in a little bit, but I feel we should give a pair away now.
I think that's
just
fair.
Since you guys are already here.
Yeah.
So if you can go Saturday and you want to go get in on the brownie sundae and the pork loin and all that good stuff, pick a number, Nicole, since it's your first go round.
17.
That's a little high, man.
This is how you never get welcomed in again. Let's split
two.
The difference. Okay, caller number 2. Thank you. At 9-2. You could read the look on my face, couldn't you?
You want to stay all day.
Caller number 2 at 927-8808 to get our first pair of Dairy Banquet tickets. So good to see you guys. Thanks for coming in.
You too.
And we're going to go to the phone lines. We will have a winner after sports here on KMCH.